In the opera world, it's hard to top Jonas Kaufmann. The German singer may be the most sought-after tenor of his generation. NPR's Tom Heisinger has been listening to Kaufmann's new album, and he says it reinforces the tenor's well-deserved acclaim.
What does it take to be an opera superstar? Jonas Kaufmann should know. He's been called the world's greatest tenor. Well, actually, it's not easy being the top tenor. Jonas Kaufmann, like all opera singers, is a vocal athlete, singing night after night, year after year, without a microphone. He's 48 now and riding the crest of a celebrated career, but there have been bumps along the way, like a total reboot of his approach to singing, a divorce, and last fall, 4 months of cancellations to rest his voice. But this spring, Kaufmann returned to the recording studio sounding fresh as ever. This aria is from a rarely heard work by Edward Lalo. It's from Kaufmann's new album, L'Opéra, a tribute to French opera. In fact, this is the first French piece Kaufmann ever sang back in his early 20s. That's after he made the switch from accounting to music. His voice has deepened and darkened since then, taking on a kind of baritone-like burnished bronze, as in the flower song from Bizet's Carmen. Je m'accuse de blasphème, et je ne sentais en moi-même, je ne sentais que ses désirs. Kaufmann has all kinds of heft, which allows him to sing heavier Wagner and Verdi roles. It's a voice with a handsome balance of muscle and mellow. He doesn't just park and bark, to borrow a phrase from opera geeks. Just listen to what he does at the very end of this aria. Very few tenors can float the final B-flat in a soft pianissimo. And you can bet that golden thread of tone, perfectly supported, makes it all the way to the upper balcony. Now, besides the voice, Kaufmann is a charismatic actor, which is what you need to play the lovelorn, suicidal Werther, the title role in Jules Massenet's 1892 masterwork. Here, in a single line, we get Kaufmann's brawn and his tender caress, the colors of pent-up rage and regret for Werther. Kaufmann is at the point in his career when his voice is growing larger, duskier, heavier. This summer in London, he sang his first Otello, the punishing lead role in Verdi's opera. So why then would he make a generally lighter weight album that frequently spotlights his pillowy soft singing? Well, perhaps Jonas Kaufmann still has something to prove. That the world's top tenor can sing just about anything, any way he wants to.
The new album by Jonas Kaufmann is called L'Opéra. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinger.
Musique